And we're honored to have in the studio with us Ms. Anita Nation from the Cherokee County Career and Tech Center. And she's going to be talking with us about youth government students attending the 75th Legislature and the Youth Government Club. And good morning, Ms. Anita.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you so very much for coming in and sharing with us today and talking with us about this important operation that you've been conducting.
Yes, it is very important. Very important.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
It is a ton of fun for kids and for adults, too.
And it's a youth government club, student organization?
Yes, it is a club. Mr. Kiesler at the Tech Center is very gracious to allow me to have this club. It's actually through the YMCA of Alabama. Anyone can participate. The kids, they go to several conferences a year. We just attended, as you said, the 75th Legislature. That's a mock legislature. We go actually to Montgomery and sit in the chambers, and the kids have prepared bills and legislation. It's pretty awesome.
And they go right through the process like they would in normal, like the grown-ups do.
It's an entire process. In fact, it's completely youth-led. The adults sort of just make sure everything runs smoothly, but we'll have a youth governor, a lieutenant governor, we'll have a judicial review justices, and we'll have attorney general committees. We'll write bills. When we go, you have to get out of committee to get your bill presented. Then you have to get on the docket. It's just like the regular thing. We have a speaker and a president of the Senate, and we run it. It's quick, but we run it just like the real deal.
All right. And of course, you had some success with your students carrying them to Montgomery. And when you're there, your students are not the only one there.
Oh,
no. They're from all over the state of Alabama.
Yes, this is students, the best students coming from all over the state. And in fact, our competition is pretty stiff because the majority of schools are around the Montgomery-Birmingham area. And schools like Hoover Spain Park and Montgomery Academy, several public and private schools. And we just really get to rub elbows with a lot of smart people.
And that helps your students grow
Yes.
in so many ways.
Yes. The skills that they can get range from speaking, public speaking, leadership, research. They just come out more comfortable with themselves and more confident. And they learn to debate and disagree with people without being rude or mad about it. You know, they learn how to get along with people and disagree.
Well, we can disagree agreeably.
Yes, we can. Yes.
We have been in the past, and I know sometimes our country doesn't seem that we're going in that direction,
right,
unfortunately. But this will assist those students that participate in learning that.
That's right.
Great life skill.
Mm-hmm. Life skills, everything you can imagine. Most of the kids that go through it just, they say it's been the best thing that they've done in high school as far as getting them prepared for life.
Well, and that's saying a lot. That's a big, huge step right there. And how many students do you have that participate?
It varies. We do a couple of conferences a year. We do a mock trial in the fall. And I think last fall we probably had 24, 25. The legislature, we have about 15 to 20 on average. It varies per year. You know, there's a lot of activities competing.
Sure.
So we have to get the students that can have the time to do it. It does take some preparation, yeah.
And not all students are athletically blessed,
That's
so
correct.
To speak. They have other interests mm-hmm. and as well.
Yep.
And they can hear, they can get the limelight without
That's
being
right.
in sports or other activities that they have.
That's right. In fact, speaking of the limelight, we have a Sandrock student, Precious Clanton. She was actually named to the Conference on National Affairs. And so what that is all the different states, all the states all over America, they have their own YMCA government program, and then they choose 25 of the best from each state and send them to the Blue Ridge Mountains for a week to do a conference on national affairs. So instead of debating issues that are important just to Alabama, they debate issues that are important to the nation. And it's a big honor. And for a club our size, it's really amazing that we were able to get somebody sent.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
I know she's an excited young lady.
She is very excited. Yes. And she was also named the media leader for the last 2 years. That's kind of unprecedented. You know, she got elected as a sophomore, and then she was reelected again to serve next year. So she's pretty excited.
So that is huge for her.
Yes.
And you elected as media person there. She might be a future broadcaster.
Yeah. We also had, for the first time, we had Dominic Clausen in the fall, or last year actually, was named the most outstanding attorney. So he got to attend something called the National Judicial Conference. So he got to go and do a mock appellate court. And that's a big honor. That was the first person that we had sent to that, and that's pretty exciting.
Well, how do students become a member of the club or get to join the club? Is the membership by invitation, or is it open at large?
It is open at large. You know, they students need to be doing pretty good in school and need to have good attendance and that sort of thing. But anyone can participate. All they have to do is contact me at the tech school, and I will give them all the information that they need. Anyone can participate, and, you know, you're talking about athletes. We actually have a lot of athletes that participate. We practice, but we really work around everybody's schedule. We don't make it hard. We make it easy for kids to participate. We have a lot of band students and just, you know, kids that do other things, volleyball, basketball. So we're just open to anybody.
Okay. Obviously, some of your students that you have that are in band and they're student athletes already, they like to stay busy, seems like.
They are very busy. They are very busy, but they find that this is a great activity and they do put a lot into it.
Good. What do they have to do to be prepared to go to Montgomery and be in the legislative chambers, and what do they have to do to start a bill? I wouldn't know where to go to start drafting a bill. How do they get prepared?
Well, the bill authors, there's lots of different positions, but the bill authors especially, they are the basis for the conference. They will meet and we'll talk about issues that are current, important to Alabama. They'll do their own research and they'll come up with a bill idea, something they think that needs to be changed to an existing law, or to add a law that needs to be done, or to even an act for an emphasis, say, on recycling. Or this year we had several bills, including legalizing assisted suicide. Someone wanted to eliminate tenure. That was interesting. And we also had recycling efforts. And then we had Abby Garmney did a bill that she has tried to get passed a couple of times to help our local rural hospitals with indigent care. You know, indigent care of people who can't pay is really killing our rural hospitals.
Right.
And she's very passionate about getting them funded.
Well, I hope she makes it to the state legislature and gets
that's
that
right.
Done. You know,
that's
would be
right.
A big help.
But we also have other positions. We have media, the Precious that I was talking about that's going to Kona. She does media, so she didn't write a bill. We also have elections, you know, youth governor, lieutenant governor, speaker of the House, president of the Senate, secretaries, clerks, committee chairs, rules committee. We have it all. There's probably 100 positions that they can apply for.
When you go to Montgomery for the conference down there, how long do they get to be in Montgomery there around the Capitol?
We're usually there 3 nights and 4 days, Thursday to Sunday. And that gives them a great opportunity. And we do just like the legislature. You know, we write a bill, we send it to committee, we rank it. If it gets out of committee, it gets to go to the legislature. If it passes one house, it goes to the next house. If it passes both houses, it goes to the governor. We have a Supreme Court that can challenge the constitutionality of a bill. We had a girl last year, Lydia Doster. She had her bill challenged, and so she went up against the youth attorney general, and she won, and she was so excited because she was terrified.
Absolutely. I'm sure she was, but it was a great learning lesson.
It was a great experience.
And through life's experiences, mm-hmm. a lot of times when we have opportunities like that, we do get a little nervous sometimes.
That's right.
If it
that's
gets
right.
us out of our comfort zone. But that's part of life.
But after that, she was good to go. She is not afraid to do anything now.
That's good. So her comfort level has been raised.
Oh, absolutely. Raised. Absolutely.
So she can move right on.
Yeah, through. Now she's graduated and pursuing a career in political science, and she is pretty awesome.
I'll bet she is. That sounds exciting. But this club played a big part in that.
Absolutely. Her. Absolutely. It. I brought the idea from Kentucky. As you know, I'm from Kentucky. We've been here about 11 years, and I participated with them. They have the largest youth and government program in the nation. I contacted the YMCA and got the Alabama Club started when we got here in 2013, and it just makes a huge difference in the lives of a lot of kids. It gets them outside the county. We have a lot of kids who don't get to get out too much. It gets them rubbing elbows with some really bright kids from all over the state, kids with different viewpoints, and they will make, actually, one of the best things about it is they will make friends for a lifetime. The friends they make during these conferences will be people they'll run into in business later, and it's networking. It really helps them when they go to do a career and go to college. They've already got friends, good friends, that are good folks.
And that's exciting. Now, I know we've got a lot of moms and dads and people listening this morning, and even some students that are listening. If moms and dads want to get their children involved, their students there, or if the students want to get involved, how do they go about doing that?
All they have to do is contact me at the Cherokee County Career and Technical Center, and just let me know that they're interested. I'll get them all the information they need. Anyone is welcome. It's a club that serves all of our schools in Cherokee County, and any student that goes to Cherokee County Schools is welcome. If we have people that are not in the Cherokee County system but from somewhere else, I can get you information to let you know how you can get involved there.
Well, thank you so very much for coming in. Anything that we haven't covered that you want to share with our listeners about your organization and their accomplishments before we go?
I just want to say how proud I am of the group, especially that we had this year. We had so many great bill authors. I could name them all. And they just did such a great job that it just makes me proud. It makes me proud of our county, and I think parents and students and teachers, if they really could see what these kids have accomplished, they would be very impressed.
What a learning experience for them that'll stay with them for a lifetime.
For a lifetime,
even
right.
If they don't go into the legal or legislative
oh,
field
absolutely.
Or anything, it'll still follow them in whatever career path they choose.
That's right. And many of our students are at the Career Tech Center taking health science, computer science, and all kinds of other tech classes. They're going to go into a different career, not political science. But it helps them with the skills to do that.
Well, I'm excited for the club. I'm excited for you. I've seen the information about their accomplishments. We were proud to send that along so other people could
That's right.
enjoy it and let them know what your club has accomplished. And that is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you coming in. I hope you'll be back and come back and share some more with us about this youth government club that you have going on in Cherokee County.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Anita Nation from the Career and Tech Center of Cherokee County Schools.